Sarah Pinkley to you all. And if you've been around Emmanuel for nearly any time at all, you probably already know Sarah. But in case you don't, here are some fun facts. So she has been married to Dale for 15 years, and they have three children who are 10, 8, and 4, who God sovereignly brought to their family through adoption. They have the privilege of being a mentor couple in the newlywed Telios Adult Bible Fellowship here at Emmanuel. Sarah's on the leadership team for the Women's Ministry Spiritual Mentoring Program. She's also co-led one of the women's morning Bible studies for many years. She loves going for walks, meeting up for coffee dates, and watching Hallmark or UNC basketball in her free time. So prior to Mums, we were Mops. She was an IBC Mops coordinator for 4 years while their older two kids were preschool age. And she says that Mops, now Mums, was a huge encouragement to her as a young mom. And she hopes she can encourage us all tonight too, which I know she will. So thanks for being here.
I feel like I'm somewhere in between those two, Darlene and Karen. No, there we go. Let me get my things. All right, good evening. How are you?
Good,
thank you. I'm well. I've been really looking forward to this evening. It has been a few years since I have been in this room with you ladies, and there's lots of new faces, and that's always fun. And I love seeing familiar faces, and so it's fun to be back here. Thank you for welcoming me. Last month, the Mentor Moms introduced the theme. Are there any non-leadership people that know the theme for the year? Stir it up. Yes. So Karen asked me to speak about stirring up our community, particularly as it has to do with different age groups. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to spend a little bit of time looking at why we should care about relationships with women that are in different stages of life, as well as how to build that type of community. So let me ask you, why do you think it matters if we have friends of different ages or stages of life? And I do want to hear from you. Yes.
We can always learn from somebody older than us or younger than us.
Yes.
We can always help somebody on the opposite spectrum.
Yeah, we can learn from them. We can help one another. What else?
It's biblically mandated.
Yeah. So, actually, 58 times the Greek word is used for one another, the things that we're supposed to do in the New Testament. So we're supposed to greet one another and love one another and serve one another, care for one another, speak truth to one another. So yes, it's a command. Can anybody else think of anything? It gives us better perspective on life. Someone who's been there, done that. It also actually is a very Western idea to value independence. So that's something we talked about in our Bible study a couple weeks ago. Some of us might be familiar with a passage in Titus 2 where it addresses relationships between older women and younger women. The churches in Crete were unorganized, and Paul was writing Titus to help them put the church in order. He tells older women to teach the younger women what is good and to help train them in certain areas. We're not going to get into the details of the what tonight as much as the why and the how. We might get started. And Paul is actually a really great example of someone who had relationships across different ages. He talks about having done life in ministry with Timothy, who is much younger than him. So there's great value in having someone who is a little bit further ahead of you like a Paul and someone who's a little bit behind you in age and stage of life like a Timothy. And as older women, I will count myself in that tonight. We don't have all the answers, but we have a little bit more life, a little few more lessons that we've learned that we can share with younger women. And the women that are a step ahead of us have something to offer us. And our mentor moms are all really wonderful at that. That's why they're here. All right. Has anyone seen the movie The Intern with Robert De Niro? Yes. It's so good. So there's this young, fast-growing fashion company that decides to hire a senior citizen as their intern, someone who has this whole life and work of experience. And so Robert De Niro is the intern. And the great thing is they learn from each other. The young men learn how to dress professionally. They learn how to be, I was watching a few clips today just to get ready, and De Niro says something to the guy next to him about, what's with people not tucking their shirt in? I'm talking to you. They learn how to be a gentleman to the lady that they're interested in, and other great life lessons from this 70-year-old intern. And he also learns insights from the young people that challenge him and bring him joy in his current retired widower stage of life. Life is richer when we do community with people of different stages. And may I add as a sidebar, it's also true when we include people of different ethnicities and different socioeconomic status. We need variety. My dad, my mom is here, yay, thank you for coming. So my dad coached all three of his daughters in high school basketball. And every season, he started out the year reading from 1 Corinthians 12. This passage is all about the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the body. We're each members of that body. And we need each other, each unique part. Except my dad would replace the word body with team to give his basketball players a better picture of what a team should look like. A unified team with diverse members or parts. Which could also be true in the workforce as you work as a team. So the passage starts out, for even as the body or team is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body or team, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. Paul is actually stressing that diversity among the members is an essential part of a unified body. He goes on, if the foot says, because I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of the body, it's not for that reason any less a part of the body. So certainly we need each other. We can't function our best without others. Just like a basketball team couldn't be all point guards. Although that'd be kind of fun. That's what I did. And it continues. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. If they were all one member, where would the body be? But now there are many members, but one body. And the eye can't say to the hand, I have no need of you, or the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, it is much truer that the members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary. So Paul is not encouraging uniformity. He doesn't want everybody to look exactly the same, or to play the same position as we talked about. But he is encouraging unity through diversity. The last little bit of that passage says, God so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to the member which lacked, so that there be no division in the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all the members suffer. If one is honored, all rejoice with it. Now you are Christ's body, again, because he's the head of it, and individually members of it. And it was so exciting for me to realize when I was looking at my favorite commentary on this. He says, diversity, not uniformity, is necessary for a healthy church. And God has seen to it that diversity exists. So we need people of different stages of life. So let me ask you, how can we be an active part of the body if we aren't connected to the other body parts? So I know a lot of you in this room already do a wonderful job at investing in women who are older and younger. Some are youth leaders, some are Sunday school teachers, some are mentors and mentees in our spiritual mentoring program. But tonight I want to pass along three tips that I've learned and I'm trying to practice in my own life as it relates to building intentional community across ages. And for those of you who do know me, you might think, sure, you're an extrovert. It's really easy for you to initiate those types of relationships. But we've already talked about why. So it's something for all of us. And it may look different for people with different personalities, but we are all going to benefit from this. All these ideas hopefully will challenge us. So last month, Deshua kicked us off with a theme, and she mentioned that we moms can be each other's air or oxygen to encourage one another in our mommy journey. I did listen. So I have 3 points tonight that spell air. Very simple. So the first one is be available. I encourage each of us to be purposeful with our schedules, but also to schedule in margin so you can be available when someone needs you. Be available to give an older woman a ride to an appointment, or to take a meal to someone, or to attend a special event that pops up of a young person that you want to encourage. So we actually have a couple pictures I'm going to share with you tonight. So the first one is our family going to watch a basketball game of a young person that we love, one of our neighbor friends. Those things might seem like an inconvenience or even a bit chaotic as your children are crawling all over the bleachers crazily, but it's a real joy and it's an encouragement to that other person for sure. When you attend a women's event, schedule enough buffer time that you aren't rushing in and rushing out. Make yourself available to linger a little bit. Look for someone who might be looking for a casual conversation and just to know that somebody noticed they were there. Look for a table, not tonight because we're all in the same stage of life, but we have women's events where you get to choose a table and you can look and see someone of different stages of life that you can meet somebody new. Those are great opportunities. Invite your babysitter to come over a few minutes early so that before you go out, you can have some time to chat with her. One of my favorite activities is to invite women to go walking with me, often pushing our strollers. It's easy to build quality time together into your day while getting much needed exercise and fresh air. I also like to invite women over to chat during nap time. I look for small chunks of time where I can include someone else in my day's activity and allow myself to be available to reach out and get to know a new friend. See if you can put your child down a little bit early so you can have someone over for dessert, or get creative to make yourself available to build relationships. It's a good thing also, once in a while, to leave your children, as many of you have done tonight, with your husband or a babysitter or a friend so that you can get focused one-on-one time with a woman. You can even find a girlfriend, potentially here, that would be willing to swap times with you. You watch their child so they can go out for coffee with a friend and then switch the next time where they watch your child. If you're married, you can look for opportunities to do these relationships with your spouse. One fun thing that we've done, and actually my friends are here tonight, which makes me so happy, is we've invited friends and neighbors over for an ice cream social. I know that sometimes hosting a group can sound overwhelming, but make it potluck where everybody brings something. We have a wonderful group of neighbors from Emmanuel. They're all different stages of life that get together for a potluck dinner about once a month. And it's so doable because everybody contributes. One of my pet peeves is to hear someone say, "I'm too busy." I know that I can make time when I want to, and the things that are a priority to me are what I'm going to get done with the time that I have. My schedule can be rearranged. Time here is short, and I love in Ephesians where it says, "Be careful how you walk, not as wise, unwise, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil." I want to be wise and make the most of my time. So, what was A?
Available.
Yes, be available. All right, the second one, be intentional. And this to me is what really makes relationships across spectrums a reality. When I was in college, I used to invite myself over to sit on the couch of the wife of our campus ministry director, who was homeschooling her children at the time and didn't have much time to be involved on campus. I knew it was important to get time with a mentor. So I would find time to be with her and to talk about life and ministry. Time with an older woman helped me keep perspective on college life and my sports team that I was heavily involved in. It challenged me and encouraged me and helped me learn about the next stages of life as I watched her as a wife and a mom. When I graduated from college, I joined a women's Bible study at my church in Chapel Hill. And I was the only woman under 40, probably 50, maybe more. The lady seemed surprised I stuck it out, but it was a great time for me to be with older women and who had more life experience and more wisdom, things that I wanted. And they loved having a younger woman around that they could bake for and pour into. In this age of technology, it's really easy to get information online from blogs and podcasts. But we've been created to do life together with one another. Remember, there were 58 commands about one another's. We aren't created just to be information gatherers, but we were created to be connected as a part of the body. Be thinking, who might need a text or a phone call just to check in? Ask God to direct your relationships, your day's activities, and your plans. That's where the being available and intentionally scheduling margin into your schedule comes in handy. When we first moved back to this area over 9 years ago, our oldest was 15 months old. My folks were not living locally, and we decided to adopt some local grandparents. As we met older couples here at Emmanuel, we invited them over for dinner so they can spend time with our family and particularly with our kids. We found a couple empty nesters who were willing to be called grandma or grandpa by our children and make time to be with us and sometimes babysit, which also was a huge blessing. They filled in on Grandparents' Day. So we have another slide of some of our grandmas. So these are two of our local grandmas. They are always willing and ready with big hugs for our kids when they see them. They celebrate birthdays and occasional holidays with us. And even now that my folks are local, my kids still call them grandma. I definitely think our family is also a blessing to them, providing important relationships and encouragement in their lives too. It's definitely a two-way street. And our children have learned about one of those biblical commands to care for widows. As we pointed out that one of their adopted grandmothers is a widow, and we have the privilege of shoveling her driveway when it snows or including her in some family activity. So pause and think for just a minute. Who do you know that might be someone you could reach out to and invite into your life? What about ways to build relationships with younger gals? When we were involved in youth ministry, I often looked for opportunities to include the girls that we worked with in my everyday life. Taking a high school girl with me grocery shopping or taking her to a sporting event or some activity that I was already planning to attend gave me opportunities to talk about life and spiritual things. It allowed me time to share lessons that I had learned and encourage them to love God and love others well. Ask your babysitter or your neighbor or a young person at your pool that you'd like to encourage for their sports team schedule. So you can and your family can go cheer them on or go see the play or the concert that they're involved in at school. This is also a great thing to model for our children. Now that our children are a little bit older, I speak with them regularly about looking for someone they know older than them that they want to be like, so that Dale and I then can invite those young people into our home and pour into their lives as they pour into our children. I also want to encourage them that they are older than other kids that are looking up to them. So that's also a responsibility for them. But will you go to the next slide, please? So there is actually a young lady who I had the privilege of coaching here for 2 years in basketball. And then this past 2 years, actually, I got to coach her sister. So I've gotten to watch her grow up. She is lovely. And even in her short life, she has gone through some really difficult things gracefully. She's now a senior in high school, and this past summer, she took time out of her schedule to take our 8-year-old daughter to the trampoline park and out to lunch. And I know it was such a huge blessing to our daughter getting to spend time with her, especially after she's watched her grow in the past few years. I will tell you, while we were doing youth ministry, it did not come naturally to me to connect with teenagers. I would much rather be with college age or older. But by being intentional and getting to know a handful of young ladies, not only was I blessed, but now my daughter and my family. So it is definitely a blessing. All right, we're going to do a quick review before we move to the last letter. Are you ready? What was A?
Available.
Be available. I?
Intentional.
Be intentional. And my final point will hopefully encourage you that it's well worth the effort. Be refreshed. I remember those days when I wouldn't be able to say what I had done all day, but I knew I was busy the whole day and I was exhausted. And I want you to leave here tonight hopeful that by being available and by being intentional, it will bring you refreshment, and it's well worth it. I did bring a book of my own to recommend. So I've been reading this book by Nancy DeMoss Wolgema called Adorned. And in it, she compares life to a relay race where we need each other to, as we hand off the baton. Often we hear about life as a marathon that you're running, it's forever long. So she talks about as we're not alone, we're handing off the baton. She writes, when older women choose to invest themselves in the lives of younger women, whole families and churches feel the blessing. When young moms and singles widen their close-knit groups to include women who have already run a few laps and live to tell about it, both sides of the relationship are strengthened and grow. When older women and younger women support each other in living out God's transforming love, the entire body of Christ, the bride of Christ, grows more beautiful. Further on, she writes, and as anyone who has said yes to this challenge knows, the process itself provides great satisfaction. Unlikely friendships form. Sweet seasons of prayer, Bible study, and spiritual growth are shared. And why would we not want to be a part of that? We aren't motivated to have relationships with ladies outside of our age group because of what we're going to get out of it, but because, like we talked about at the beginning, the body of Christ is abundant and strong when we obey God's commands and make time and space for one another. One more slide. So many of you know that we brought home our son in June from Haiti. So these past few months have looked a little different for us. And there are definitely seasons in life when you take a break from initiating. We had to be home with our family this summer, allowing Kem to get to know us and us to get to know him. But recently, I've realized it's time for me to get back into fulfilling my part in the body of Christ by inviting a woman over during the kids' nap times or having another one over after her work day when Dale was out of town. Being in relationship allows the other person to also fulfill their role in the body of Christ. I don't do the same things as the other ladies. I'm not the same part of the body as the person that I want to connect with. When we talked about the body earlier, we talked about how we need all the parts of the body, which means if we aren't actively participating, then the other parts of the body are going to suffer as well. I would say having a community of women around me has not only refreshed me and challenged my thinking and broadened my experiences, but has been a blessing to my whole family. And I definitely believe that my life is richer because of it. I have women I can call to ask for advice and wisdom, or just to pray when I don't really want them to solve something. I have a community of women that have loved my children well, participating in birthday celebrations, attending their sporting events, and even their preschool Christmas program, which was real love by our friends. We have women that have babysat for us when we're in a bind or supported us in some way that we clearly would have missed out on if we were going about life alone. So ask someone to go for a walk or to meet up for coffee. Be available, be intentional, and be refreshed. So I hope that encourages you.